people, hello and welcome to the Radio Facts Random Podcast. Oh, bleak dynamic music. It's all modern. Still going on, Paul? Yeah, that's a good bit now, isn't it? It's your guitar bit. Yes. It's getting a little repetitive and tedious.
I quite like it. Yeah,
burping too much, so it tastes like corned beef, thistle. No, it's too bleak, Paul. It needs to be more upbeat, like jazz.
Don't. Shut up.
Alright, let's knock it on the head now, Paul, please. It's giving me the fear.
Yes, come on.
What is this then?
Well, Cecil, we've done my diary podcast for 2 years in a row.
Yes.
And you said that was too self-indulgent anymore. I'm not allowed to do that anymore, even though that's what the people are desperate for. They crave it, Cecil.
Yes. I wanted to do another Minecraft Monday year, but you wouldn't let me do that either, would you?
No, there's not enough content for a year's worth.
Yes.
Anyway, so we're doing this, Cecil, which is Radio Thack's Random Podcast.
Yes, it's alright.
I wanted to call it Radio Thack's Randoms. But I didn't want to put podcast at the end.
Yes.
So it was just Radio Thack's Randoms, but you didn't like it, did you?
No, we took it to the public vote.
Public.
And they said no, they didn't like it. They didn't know what it was about.
Yeah, because you didn't explain anything. You just asked them, do you like the name Radio Thack's Randoms?
Yes.
And then you quickly followed up with, or do you prefer the Radio Thack's Random Podcast? And then that was obvious. People are thick, Cecil. You can't leave the public to come up with an opinion on their own. Otherwise, they'll end up thinking that the world's flat. Or climate change doesn't exist.
Doesn't.
Or vaccines are naughty.
You know, it's stupid. You can't trust the public anymore. The thick bastards.
Let me show. Climate change has proven to be false.
No,
that's because the teenagers having a hissy fit about it.
Oh, duck.
You know, get all alarmist. Just, ice caps aren't melting. Planet's not getting hotter.
It is.
Obvious. I haven't seen any snow in a while. Therefore, there's not going to be an ice age. Therefore, climate's not changing.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
It makes sense to me.
I'm not going down this bloody corridor of conversation again, Sir Jeremy.
Fair enough.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, Radio Thack's Random Podcast is here. Enjoy it.
What it is,
as the title suggests, it could be anything.
Yes.
For the next few times, could be quite a while yet, we're putting out all the extra little bits that we recorded for at the end of my diary podcast when an episode wasn't long enough.
Yes.
In this episode, you're going to hear an unheard UFO investigation that me, Tony, Dad and Sir Jeremy Cream did in Tony's car. That was a fun evening out, wasn't it?
It was. Is it unheard? Can't remember.
And then you're going to hear, which you may have heard before, me, Sir Jeremy Cream and Cecil in a day spa.
Oh, yes.
We had a jacuzzi together.
Very sexy.
Didn't want to put the bubbles on in case they went up my anus.
Yes.
So I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be a regular feature. It's the only thing we can think of. If you've got any ideas of what you'd like to see, hear, listen to, then...
Cross-stitch podcast, Paul.
No one comments on them anyway, so it doesn't really matter, does it?
I want a cross-stitch podcast.
So enjoy.
Yes.
And I hope I've got my audio levels correct.
No.
Hopefully you won't get deafened.
Yes.
Toodaloo, enjoy. Love you. Night-night.
Don't do that.
You ready, Tony?
No, I'm not ready. Got my car key now. It's you rushing me, that is.
You're not rushing English.
Oh, ha ha ha. Where it is?
Oh, you spasm.
Found it. Thank you, Jeremy.
So Jeremy, thank you.
Right, well, hello, everybody. This is a special podcast. Section, it's the night of a meteor shower and Tony has brought us in his car. We've come up, we're about to go up a mountain and see if we can spot any UFOs.
and meteors, meteor showers. Right, because Tony, you're a oh, thank you very much. You're a UFO expert now, aren't you?
I've always been a UFO expert. Let's just get moving. Let's get cracking. Let's get driving. You never know, they could be out there right now.
Could they?
Yeah, they could be. They could be anywhere. They could be anyone. They could be anything.
Oh, that sounds ominous.
It's, yeah, well, it is. It's frightening. They're agents of doom around every corner.
Right. Why? What are they doing around every corner?
Infiltrating systems, breaking into the world, manipulating humanity.
Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
They're not very nice entities.
Why? Why are they doing that to us?
That's what they do. They've done it for millennia.
Oof, don't tell a Christian that.
Well, they work in mysterious ways.
This road's very bumpy.
Yes, it is.
That was an abrupt halt you came to?
It wasn't abrupt, it was perfectly adequate.
Sounds like what your wife calls you.
Hey, shut up, Paul. Don't bring out age to mock me.
Well, that's my raison d'etre. I mock you slightly. Yeah, out of love, Tony. Excuse me, it's always out of just love.
Well, it doesn't feel like that sometimes, Paul. It really is quite hurtful to my feelings.
Man, sorry.
Well, see that you are.
Why do you never say sorry to me when you hurt my feelings, Paul?
Because you give me too much contempt, Cecil. We're too familiar with each other. I keep Tony at arm's length. And me and you, Cecil, we're too close. We're like that, two peas in a pod. And I take out my frustrations on myself, on you, Cecil. You know this. You know it's nothing personal.
I don't know it's nothing personal. It makes me cry, Paul. Mocking my two peas.
Oh, not bothered.
Yeah, can we save the heart-to-heart for, you know, when you're doing one of your video podcasts or whatever? This is a serious investigation on alien life in the North Yorkshire area.
Right. So where exactly are we going then?
We're going up St Oliver's Mount in Scarborough. It's a UFO hotspot. Many a time I've been up there. And I've seen strange lights in the sky. I felt a tingle. And a few times I've seen people in cars doing things I'd really rather wished I hadn't seen.
Man, what's that then?
Don't want to say it, you'll get you aroused.
Oof. Right. So what's the best UFO experience you've ever had, Tony, man in the car?
One time, in 1984, I think it was, me and my then wife were parked in a field camping.
Meh.
I just come to an abrupt halt, sorry, Paul.
Man, that's a red light. You legally have to stop there, as far as I understand the rules of the road.
Yeah, that's right. Hill start, done beautifully. Sorry, can I just say a word? Why am I sat in the back seat? Well, because it's more spacious than sitting in the front with Paul.
I'm a bit bulbous. You don't want to be in the back with me. Trust Mr. Chesington's.
Right, but it's a little bit cramped on my old feet.
Well, I'm a bit cramped up in here too. My gut's right up against the glove compartment.
Right. Can I tell you about my UFO experience?
Yeah, but I just want to say that I'm doing you a favour, Sir Jeremy, by sitting in the front. You wouldn't like it if I was sat in the back, trust me.
Why not?
Because I'd be right up next to you. And I'd be touching you. Not in a sexual way, but there would be contact between our fleshes. Well, your fleshes and my fleshes. I mean, your suit and my flesh, because I've got my shorts on, because I'm too hot.
That's why you're too hot.
It's just warm, isn't it?
Nope, it's 8 degrees, you're just a fat bastard.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Well, not very nice sometimes.
Yes, well, we were camping in the field, like I say, me and my wife, and we hadn't been taking drugs, I'm certain we hadn't, I'm certain of it. And then in the woods, in the back, I could see a light.
Anyway, Sir Jeremy, what if I wanted to get something from the glove compartment? You know, I've got swift access to it. You've got nothing in the glove compartment. I've got my socks in there. I've got a little sandwich I've prepared for myself. I've got a couple of bags of crisps. Brannigans, of course. The best crisps in the world. They're spicy, but I love them. Peppery. Mustardy. Beautiful. And I think I've got some mint club biscuits, actually. Does anybody want a mint club biscuit?
I'd like one, please, Paul.
I mean, you can't have one, they're mine, Cecil. There's only 6. That's just enough for tonight.
No.
Oh, there's a fox. There's an actual fox, I saw it.
Always seeing foxes around these parts, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh, I wonder why. I wonder why.
Look, we're nearly there. Never mind. I saw a light in the field and I didn't know what it was. It could have been aliens.
Could have been aliens. It could just have been somebody else camping in the woods.
Oh, yeah. Never thought of that.
Well, you want a drug?
Probably.
It's not very good, is it?
No, I'm just going to pull up here at the top of the hill. Won't be a minute. After I do a reversing manoeuvre.
Right,
what does everybody think? Is it nice? Can you see everything?
It's all right. What am I looking for then?
You're looking for any strange lights in the sky, bizarre movements, contortions of lights.
But isn't there a meteor shower tonight?
Yes, and ironically that's when there's the most UFO spotted.
But there's probably just because they're meteors.
Right, well, what bother then, shall we just go home?
What do you reckon, guys?
Yeah, I could stand to get home. I'm a bit bored. This is boring.
I want to watch Countdown, please. I haven't watched it today.
Why fucking bother? I really don't. Right, we'll turn the podcast off, Paul.
Oh, don't be like that. Just drive us home, thanks. Took us to the shop and now we want to go home, don't we, gentlemen? What's going on in here then? What happens in this room?
Just take clothes off, Paul. It's a sweaty room with a bath. Get in the jacuzzi.
Right. Oh, I'm not used to this spa life, Sir Jeremy. Oh, I'll just get my trousers off.
Oh. Right.
It's very, very warm in this water, Paul. Don't put your put your trousers back on, Paul. The swimming trunks. Get in the bath.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were... It's one of them where you're coming in, just... Whoa, coming in, just all that. That's certainly temperate.
That's certainly temperate for me. To my foot.
Oh, look at all the things coming off his feet.
Oh, I hate up. Oh, dear me. Oof. This spa life, Sir Jeremy, it's amazing.
Yes, it's quite incredible. I'm glad you like it. You're welcome.
Yes. Oh, I'm wallowing.
Jolly good.
Right, well, whoa! Slipping down in the... Oh, the water's hot on my testes.
Right.
I'm recording it on my phone again. Everybody loves a bath podcast.
Could you play that off, though?
Yeah, they probably do.
Right.
Oh, I'm wallowing like a hippo. So what is this? For those that don't know, we've come... Sir Jeremy's bought us a day pass to one of his spas for Cecil's birthday.
Yes, but it's not my birthday. I'll be 90 soon.
That's right, Cecil.
Yeah, so I thought, right, what they can do is they can come in and have a lovely relaxing time, get scrubbed, get massaged, massages. And I just wallow in the decadence that is Sir Jeremy Cream's day spa.
I like it, Sir Jeremy. Oof.
What did you get in the massage, Cecil?
Oh, I got a lovely seaweed wrap on my face and a decadent cucumber sandwich on my eyes, which it was an open sandwich like some ponces might have, but I ate them anyway.
Right.
You're right, Sir Jeremy.
I'm just enjoying the wet, splashy water of a bathroom.
Right.
What did you have in the massage, Paul?
A very worrying erection.
What?
It was a Japanese woman. She was about 1,000 by the looks of her. And one of them's got an erection. I'm not saying which one.
What are you doing, Paul?
Pretending I'm a hippopotamus.
Right, that was Madame Chow. She's very good.
Yeah, but she wouldn't touch my torso or body or anything like that. She just massaged my scalp and washed my hair.
Right, I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. You have to be careful, Paul. This jacuzzi is it's beautiful, but it's deadly and slippery.
Yes, I've slipped twice, Paul, and scraped my back a little bit. My skin's so soft. When I had... What are you doing?
I'm just tasting this bath cream, Cecil. I don't know why you have cream in a bath, but... it tastes a bit soapy.
Yeah, well, that is soap. It's not cream. It's just bath... balls of wash.
Oh, right. Might liberally apply some to a scrubbing sponge at some point.
Right.
I don't know, might not bother. What happened with your massage then, Zittle? What did she do?
It was Hans Gruber.
Oh, that is very good.
Yes, I thought he was named after the Batman from Die Hard, but he was much older than Die Hard. So I'm assuming Die Hard named themselves after him.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, it's a film with Sir Bruce Willis.
All right.
It's a Christmas film, but I don't like it. Oh, I'm slipping. Slip hiding away and in the bath. So come near me, you'll feel my wrath. I'll punch you in the tits. I'll make you do the splits. Paul is in the bath. There, look, Trump has wafted to you. Smells it. Oh, a beautiful ditty, Paul, and hilarious too. Not hilarious to Jeremy, it's just the truth. Right, fair enough. Fair enough. What did Hans Gruber do to you, Cecil?
Well, he covered me in a powder, which I'm not sure was. It was like flour, but it smelt of lavender's blue, dearly, dearly. Lavender's green. When Hans Gruber touched me, oh, I felt like the Queen.
You felt like the Queen, Cecil?
Yes, just so pampered, so decadent.
Oh, fair enough.
And they just rubbed on the skins and got them so they were like kneaded bread. And I did... Oh, I've got an itch on my foot. Do excuse this.
Cecil, calm down, you athlete's foot.
No. No, I haven't, thank you. I splayed out like a melted snowman. He said he could see my skeleton, but my skin was just pooled around me. It was beautiful. And he needed me some more. And then he wrapped me up in seaweeds. I smelt like some kind of Welsh bread.
Oh, now the bread or something.
I've had that lots of times. It's one of my favourites to get.
Right. Is it good, Sir Jeremy?
Should I have got that? Oh, only get it if your body's clean. I don't think Madame Chow would have touched you.
Well, that's a shame, isn't it?
That's absolutely a shame. She's very good at what she does, if you know what I mean, Paul.
Giving head massages.
Absolutely. Paul, you still stink. How many baths have you had?
I've had two baths today, but I don't think it's enough. There's still some scum floating on the top. I better wash my hair. Can you pass me that? Oh, sorry, Sir Jeremy. Can you pass me that saffron and capers shower shampoo? I'll just pop it up and how does it work? Let's pull that out. Oh, that's fancy.
Now that's got... Oh, that's got saffron in. I was just saying capers. It's also got a little hint of lavender. But it's also got, which might surprise you, Paul, it's got essence of nightshade, which is deadly. But it's watered down so much that you'll probably not feel anything. But the smell is to die for, the irony.
All right, Sir Jeremy, well... It smells quite nice, Ethel. What do you think?
Oh, you shit!
Sorry, I didn't mean to headbutt you. I didn't know your head would be so close to me. Porridges.
It smells horrible, Paul. It smells like disappointment.
All right, well, it feels and tingles like... Well, I don't know what I don't say. Pleasures of the scalp. Oh, I'm gonna go underwater.
Paul, why do you always scream when you put your head underwater?
I don't know, Cecil. I've always done it ever since I was a little boy.
Yes, ever since you were a baby, you've screamed when your head's gone underwater.
Why were you putting his head underwater when he was a baby?
He was just annoying.
Oh, right.
Couldn't go through with it, no matter how annoying he was.
They were trying to kill him.
No, don't be silly, we're trying to get him baptised.
Oh, right, foiled, right. I'm trying to drown the fat little shit.
Well, he did nearly drown when he got baptised because the vicar couldn't pick him up very well. Then he dropped him in the font and he landed him face first. We couldn't scoop him out quick enough.
Well, we did, I'm going to quick enough, but longer than I would like to say. Right. Yes, the doctor said you might have done some slight brain damage which could have affected you. I wonder why and how they affected me. Oh, I know. Who's this?
Don't talk to the staff.
They're bringing in.
Don't worry about it, Paul.
What's that? What have you got?
It's just for Sir Jeremy.
Is it?
A little drink of champagne for me. Can't afford for you to all have champagne. Only me is having champagne. Paul, why don't you wash it all down?
I'm shocked that you're getting in the bath with me, to be honest, given the stench I give off.
Well, you know what, we can always rinse ourselves off. It's what they do in Russia, you know, all the chaps get together and have a big old get together in the water. It's like a big boys club. Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Right.
So that tinkly bell noise, just for the ladies and gentlemen, if they can hear it, I'm not sure they probably can. That's the waiting staff waiting on Sir Jeremy. Right, now what's this shower gel? Well, it's not shower gel, is it? What is it I'm putting on me? Cecil, if you could read that for me, please.
I can't read what that says. So, Jeremy?
That.
Why don't you rub it in my mouth? Sorry, I was putting it under your nose, but I punched it into your mouth. What is it?
That's essence of sandalwood. Also, essence of Prince Philip.
What?
Essence of Prince Philip.
What do you mean by essence?
What do you think I mean by essence? What would you take away for it to mean?
Is it the royal seed, Sir Jeremy? Am I rubbing the royal seed into my guts and torso and bits and bobbles?
What?
Is it His Royal Highness's love gravy?
Disgusting, Paul. It's not his love gravy. It's just his piss.
What?
It's just a little couple of drops in every bottle of his piss.
Of his whizzle wazzle.
Shit! No, just the piss. That's in the face mask. I think you had that one, Cecil.
Oh, that's disgusting!
No, it's full of natural nitrates and whatever. It's very cleansing for the skin.
Well, I can't smell anything, so I'm not entirely sure if you're telling me the truth, Jeremy.
Okay, that's fine. Don't have to believe me.
I can't smell anything.
Well, you can't smell anything since Christmas, when you tried to smell that Christmas candle, but you got far too close and sucked up a flame up your nose.
Yes. I can still smell the candle, though, and burning hair.
Well, that's a shame for you, isn't it, Cecil?
It's not a shame. I quite like the smell of the candle. It was quite cinnamony.
Is that champagne nice, Sir Jeremy?
Yes, it's all right. I'll tell you what, it's all right. Could do with a couple more bottles of it.
Alright, Sir Jeremy.
Yes, I just remember the time when I first had my first champagne. 6 years old. Sat on the knee of Grandma Peters.
And?
She poured it down my mouth, her bottle, and it came right up out my nose. Hilarious, everybody laughed. Daddy didn't laugh though. But that was because he passed out on the throne. Well, not the throne, but we had a pretend throne. It was very good, actually, very nice throne. Beautiful wooden, ornate thing, Cody Girls leaf. Still got it somewhere. Never sit on it. They're not allowed. That's Daddy's chair. Can't go on Daddy's chair. Spank you. Spank you, then thank you. What would he thank you for? Just a polite man. Very polite, but very, very violent. Very violent.
That's not very nice, is it, Jeremy?
So, Jeremy, I'm a little bit frightened and I'd like to get out now, please. Right. Why? I can feel myself getting a little bit cold and I'm scared if I slip again, I'm just going to go under and I won't be able to claw my way back up and that'll be me done for.
Right. Okay, I suppose we can get out.
Can anybody see where the plug hole is?
Yes, I think it's just in between my knees. I'll get it. Oh. It's got quite some suction on it, Sir Jeremy. There it goes. I can see a little whirlpool forming.
Oof. I can feel that suction for me, Cecil.
Yes, it's quite powerful. Oh, my testes! Paul, my testes have got sucked up into it. Help me pull them off.
I'm not pulling your testes off, Cecil.
You bastard. Sir Jeremy, help me.
All right, Cecil, come on. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that was frightening to me. Right, I'm getting out now. I'll swim again. Sir Jeremy, help. Oh, I'm coming out. Help me up, Paul.
I'm not helping you up, Cecil. Get help yourself. The Lord helps those who help themselves, Cecil.
Yes, well, sodger then, you little shit. It's cold. There's a polar vortex happening around my groin. Right, I'm going in the gentleman's bar to have a brandy. Who's coming with me?
Yeah, that sounds like a jolly good idea. Jolly bloody good, what? Let's have cigars and talk about the Commonwealth. Talk about Theresa May's titters.
Oh, Sir Jeremy, don't be disgusting.
All right. Fair enough.
I feel very uncomfortable towering off next to two other men. I'm sorry to say that's not very progressive of me, is it, Cecil?
No, it's not, Paul, but doesn't matter. You don't have to be progressive. You're allowed to feel uncomfortable at certain things, Paul. It's fine. It's a natural human reaction.
Is it? Cecil, why is Sir Jeremy Cream asleep?
He's had 4 bottles of champagne.
But he's in the bath. It's empty. He's going to freeze to death. He's going to catch chill.
Best place for him, bloody idiot. Anyway, we can charge things to his credit card and he can't say no.
That is true, Cecil. Let's go in the boudoir and buy some leather-bound encyclopedias and charge them to him.
Why?
They've probably got pictures in, I imagine, and I imagine that they'd be very in-depth and therefore slightly erotic in a place like this. This is well posh, Cecil.
Yes, it is. It is, yes. Right, come on then. Maybe I can get a Michael Palin autobiography.
Maybe you can get Michael Palin, you might be able to buy him, Cecil. You never know what you're going to get when you come to places like this. You just don't know.